The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sechedrin Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara Mid Beis says that in the Isra of Mechashef, there are three categories. There's Kishef that's Beskilo, Kishef that's Potter Aval Asar, which means an Isra Drabonon, and there's Kishef that's Motel Chatchilo. So, Ha'isa Maisa, if you do it with a Maisa, that's Beskilo. Oichas Esoinayim, Achizas Einayim, it's Potter Aval Asar. What's the case that's Motel Chatchilo? K'drav Chanina V'Rav Oishio. That every Arab Shabbos, the Gemara says, they were Isaac b'Hilchas Yitzira, who Mivri Luhu was created for them, Igla Tilsa. They was created for them an Egel. They had something to eat for Shabbos, for Kolit Shabbos. V'achilei, and they would eat it. Rashi says, Aski b'Hilchas Yitzira, u'memela Ivri Luhu, Igla Tilsa. Rashi says, memela, it happened by itself, that it was created, which we'll come back to the Sumli Neto. Al Yidei Shayim Mitzarfim Oisius Hashem Shabhem Nivra Oilam. They were Mitzarfed Oisius. Ve'en Kam Yishum Machashefus. The Ma'isa Hakadosh Baruch Huhein. Al Yidei Shem Kedusha Shaloi. Because this is not Kishuv. Because it happens Al Yidei Kedusha. As they said, Rashi. So the pshat in this L'chair is like the Levush says. Levush is in Yardei Kufayin Tes, if that's above. He says, Kodosh Shulchan Aruch over there says, read the Mechava first, the Mechava says, Oichez es oinayim osur, v'al yidei sefer yitziru, mutter, afibu lasis maisa, the Ramah likes to. So to create something with the sefer yitziru, like the case in the Gemara over here, is mutter. So the Levush explains, the shem is hakoy, the shem v'hashem yisborach nosan v'hem koyach, sheyuchlu lifal al yideim hachasidim hanavim. Because the Emshah created such a koyach through the Shemus, and he goes on to say, "V'ha'poil b'hem marig dulase yugvurase shalak adush baruchu." Somebody who does it is showing the godless, the gvura of the Emshah. Ach sheyisasku b'hem b'kedusha, but b'tanai that it has to be done b'kedusha. Ula tzarich kedushas Hashem, oy la tzarich mitzvah rabba, or for the tzarich of a mitzvah. Asher is Eloi Nimtza B'daris Halol B'Avinisein Rabbim. So to Levush, that nowadays we don't have people who can do such a thing. And he says we find that even Yeshaya Hanavi was Nenish Alzeh. Kol Shekem B'zman Azeh, Shei Yev Shalinik B'Ktayra U'B'Ktusha, V'Rachman Alivaboy, and Memela, it's not Shaykh to do it. So it would seem that's what Rashi means, when Rashi says that Ein Kam Bishum B'Chashev is the Ma'isa HaKadosh Baruch Huhein, Alidei Shem Kedusha Shalayu. It's an Indian of Kedusha, so that's not the Isra of Kishon. The Meiri sounds like he learns a different shot. The Meiri says, Kol Shu Nasa B'Pu'ula Tifis, anything that happens naturally, any B'chal K'shafim, Afilu Yadu Livrei Briyas Yafet Shaloi Mizivug Hamin, K'may Shanoi D'Besifri HaTeva, She'en HaDovin Nimna Rashayim Lasis, She'kol Shu Tivi Eni B'chal Kishon. If it's a natural thing that using the kaychus of the oilam, that's not included in kishuv. So it seems that that's how he's learning that the kaychus that the Amirayim used over here with the Shemus HaKadoshim, that goes into the kaych of teva oilam. Memela, that was mutter. That's how it seems to me. He learns not like the Levush and not like the Mashmois and Rashi. Now the Shach over here in Sefkot Yud Zayin, Kufayin Tes Yud Zayin, he brings the Levush we just mentioned. And then he says as follows: Udvarv nuchaynim, v'chaynim to become a mechaberim darshei reshumais, meaning referring to what the Levush says at the end that nowadays one shouldn't do this, even if it's not an isek kishuf, but still it should not be done. And then he says v'chayn kosov harav l'kamon that the Rama says this l'kamon in resh memvav soif sif chafalif. The Rama says u'deshtamish betagacholif. Mishnah says in Amos that somebody uses something. We have to define something in a second. Cholaf, he's nenash. So what is that referring to? So the first pshat the Rama over there brings is referring to somebody who's a mesparnes from Torah. And then the Rama says another pshat based on Avster Reb Nosson that it's mishtamish b'shemes hakodesh. That somebody uses shemes hakodesh, what people call practical Kabbalah, to do practical things like they kambala, like they shenus, that the shtamish b'taka cholof is a terrible einish. And the shachfe is always gam b'sifri hamakubalam avur sha'ovain godel hu hamishtamish b'shmai al kain hamaynea yivayrach. The shach says, based on the mukubalam also, that one should not do this, one should not do practical kinds of things through tzirufim of shemus. There's a tshuva of Rashba in Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Chaf. He's talking here about one of the shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says that if a person is Yedeas Hashem, so it says that he's Ov Lomailo V'Nechmad Lomato. Zogt over the Rashba. B'birur Kach Nira Shalai Nemru Dvarim Ela B'Misha Yedeas Soidai V'Yedea L'Chavin Ala Kodesh Penimo. This that we say that somebody who is Isaac and Shemus is Ov Lomailo V'Nechmad Lomato is somebody who understands it thoroughly. Somebody who just knows how to pronounce it. He only knows how to be mekabes to oisiyos. The yasem maisa b'zeh. Or afilu lo yasem maisa. Elo shiaskirenu b'hakotzas v'zayim. Einoi oho v'nechmad. Elo ha-hepach. Somebody's, what we would say, playing around with Shemus. That's the opposite of oho v'nechmad. V'shemir nafshay yurchak v'zeh. Person who cares about his nefesh should be very careful and stay away from these things. So getting back to our Rashi, so there's a Chumash of some Seif in Arachayim, some Kuf Tzadik Ches, where he mentions, he says, Milay Ashkacham B'Divri Chazal, Dava Aski B'Seifi Yitzira, Ubar Igla Tilsa. You find over here in the Gemara, that the Amirayim, or Isaac and Seifi Yitzira, created an Egel, and he brings Gemara earlier, Samachem and Beis, that the Amirayim, or Bar Gavra, created a person, and he brings a Chacham Tzvi, and he brings a Bahag, that Avu the Shmuel was Bala Beisa, Yali De Shem, and that was how Shmuel was Nailad. So he says that such a thing is, you find G'dayli Chazal did such a thing. And it's Nigay, what different Indian that he's discussing over there. So I saw in the Likuti Ha'aretz on the Shulchan Chacham Sefer, he quotes over there from Sefer Imre Yosef, Chelek Aleph, on Mayadim. In the drush of Shavuos, drush Aleph, the Flamadal and the Aleph. He's Matmiya and Chasam Sefer, and he says, "How could you say that this is a good thing to do?" And Chasam Sefer is talking about Elisha, that he did such a thing. Ali the Shemus, but we just saw that the Shach quotes the Rama that the Shlamish B'Taka Cholof is someone who's Shlamish B'Shemus, like Mavur and the Avos Reb Nosson, like we mentioned. So how could you say that such a thing is allowed? I, the Gemara by us, the Gemara of Reb Chanina and Reb Aisha, they were Isaac and Seif Yitziro, Mivil Hu Igla Tilsa. So Dr. Seifer Me Yosef, that look carefully in Rashi. Rashi says, Umemela Ivrilahu. It happened Memela. Zogtah, the Pshat in Rashi is, they were not Machavan to create an Adam, to create an Egel, on the Shemis HaKadoshim. Just they were learning Seif Yitziro and Memela, it was Nivro. But Avada is something that should not be done. Meaning to say, even by Gedolim it should not be done, even by Amirayim it should not be done, because they Taka didn't do it. That's what he types. L'chayra, the Shtigl Pella, because the Gemara says that they did it every Erev Shabbos. V'achlilo, the Mashmois of the Gemara is that they did it in order to have what to eat for Shabbos, for mitzvah of Kvayt Shabbos. Akol Panim, it sounds like it was very intentional, it wasn't just a mikra that it happened. Aye, so what do you do with Lashon Rashi? So L'chor the Pshat and Rashi is very poshut. You can learn not like that. L'chor the Chacham Sofer learned Pshat and Rashi differently. When Rashi says Memela Ivrilahu, Rashi was bothered by Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says they were Isaac and Yetzirah Umivrilahu. It's a Lashon that had happened. So Avada they caused it to happen, and they knew they would make it happen, and it was B'kavono Avada. Novos, they didn't do it B'yodayim. They did it by learning Sefer Yetzirah, by being Isaac and the Shemus. Memela. So actually, Mimela Ali Deisha, even Tzar from Isis Hashem, was Nivra, this Igla Tilsa. Also, the Mir Yosef quotes the Shach, Hashem Lavush, that we just saw, to show that it should not be done. But L'chayr, that's any moment, because Lavush is not saying that nobody's allowed to do it. He's saying you have to be on a Madrega. And he shows, even Yeshayah Novi was Nichshol on this. That means that even an Adam Gadol can be Nichshal. But you can't say that it's also for an Adam Gadol to do it. Does that mean Duch in the Gemara? That's the whole point of our Gemara. That Amayroim did do it. And doesn't say that there was any tain on them. And it doesn't say there were any adverse effects from it. So I've had an Adam Gadol, again, not an Adam Gadol of today, but an Adam Gadol like the Heilig Amayroim or Taka Tzaydik, that they did it. And these tainis on their Meyosef, the Mechavet Lekuti Horus, points this out. To be Miyash of the Chassam Sefer. He also says over there that when the Lavush says, B'shem the Mekubalim, that it's an Oven Gadol, he says, if you look in the Mekubalim, he brings from the B'chaim Vital, that's only for the Darius Achrayim. For nowadays, it shouldn't be done. But Avadim, Darius Rishayim, by the Helig Amirayim and other Gadolim of previous times, it was Taka something they were allowed to do, and they Taka did it. Before in the Gemara, so there's no taina on that. L'chayr is miyush of the Chassam Sefer, and that would be the way to learn Rashi. And when Rashi says memela ivrilu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.